With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Supreme Court has granted the Trump administration's emergency appeal to temporarily block a court order to fully fund SNAP food aid payments amid the government shutdown. A judge had given the administration until Friday to make the payments through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, but the administration asked an appeals court to suspend any court orders requiring it to spend more money than is available in a contingency fund. The Jewish reaction to the election of New York's first Muslim mayor was swift and strong.
On January 1st, I will be sworn in as the mayor of New York City.
Within hours of Zohran Mamdani's election as New York's first Muslim mayor, there were swift and harsh reactions from his Jewish critics. Notably, the Anti-Defamation League, which combats anti-Semitism, launched an initiative to track policies and personnel appointments of the incoming administration. The ADL said its goal was to protect Jewish residents during what it called a period of unprecedented anti-Semitism in New York City.
Correspondent Walter Ratliff. The government shutdown continues with no end in sight as Americans are increasingly affected. The president says Republicans would be able to pass all their priorities if the Senate does away with the filibuster, which requires a 60-vote minimum.
If the filibuster is terminated, we will have the most productive 3 years in the history of our country. If the filibuster is not terminated, then we will be in a slog with the Democrats, and very little for either party will be done.
The shutdown has rattled air travel. Most recently, an unprecedented effort from the Federal Aviation Administration to cut flights by 10% at airports nationwide, and the disruptions are causing some to instead hit the road or buy a train ticket. That could mean more and more businesses for car rentals, long-haul buses, and passenger trains like Amtrak. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are going to court again.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has agreed to hear a challenge to laws in Texas and Louisiana that require all public schools to post the Decalogue in prominent places. The court has set arguments for January 20th in the twin cases, which hinge on questions of church-state separation. Legal analysts predict that no matter who wins, the cases will ultimately be appealed to the Supreme Court. The ACLU and various atheist groups filed suit in both states.
Correspondent Michael Harrington. The Supreme Court is due to hear arguments this month in another religious freedom case. It involves whether an inmate of a minority religious group, the Rastafarians, can sue for monetary damages after the warden violated his religious rights, specifically the right not to cut his own hair. Damon Landor, the petitioner, wore long dreadlocks for almost 20 years as an expression of his beliefs as a Rastafarian, part of a practice known as the Nazarite vow. This is SRN News. An EU maritime group has intervened to thwart suspected Somali pirates who had hijacked a Malta-flagged tanker earlier in the week.
The force had found all its 24 mariners safe after an assault that had raised renewed fears about piracy in the region. The seizure of the Hellas Aphrodite, carrying a load of gasoline from India to South Africa, ended as the EU's ESPS Victoria came alongside the vessel. Special forces from the Spanish frigate boarded the tanker and released the 24 crew members who had locked themselves inside a part of the ship. I'm Charles Tiledesma.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement plans to open a national call center to help local and state law enforcement agencies find unaccompanied migrant children. This week, ICE released a federal request for information notice saying it planned to open an around-the-clock call center. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.